This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
No. Oh, yes. How are you? Checking in. Question. What's wrong with being so happy about or from surfing? It's not really a problem unless you asked yourself this question. I asked it of this morning. Asked it of myself this morning. Waves were fun. I mean, I'm talking really fun. One of those when you're in the middle of summer, imagining when winter's coming, what it's going to be like. You picture the ring this morning. Absolutely. Anyway, up early, had fantastic waves, but I was sitting in the lineup out the back after some really good waves and considering how frivolous life must be if this surfing thing makes me so happy. Does it make sense? Have you ever asked yourself that question? And this isn't the first time I've asked myself this, but it comes because you want to tell the world how amazing this is. And obviously you don't do that, but you can imagine trying to explain to someone in your household how amazing it was. And yeah, those efforts are quickly quelled. That's not the point. It matters to you and therefore it matters. It happened to you and therefore it's important. So leveraging the whole thing and seeing the depth that you can uncover within your own surfing. That's why we're here. That's what we do. That's the fun part. So I was thinking about it so much since this morning. And what? It's only just past midday, so there's a few hours. But it reminds me of a quote that I heard and wrote down. Now, this isn't a quote show. Actually, this isn't a show at all. It's just, I guess it's a monologue. I'm hoping it's a dialogue within your own reasoning and perspective. But try this on for size. This is Willa Cather. It says, "This is happiness, to be dissolved into something complete and great." I'll read it again. "This is happiness, to be dissolved into something complete and great." This is it. I think that's what this feeling of stoke can be summed up as. And there's varying forms. Maybe it's just this perspective of today, being entirely surrounded by water within a barrel and traveling through the vortex. The best ones were the ones you didn't even make out because the view got so amazing, the way the light was casting across the drawn up face. Anyway, enough about what I was doing in the water, but the vision and the happiness it brought led me to think about that. Now, I did tell you last time that we're going to talk about a board that came into my life and how those things happen, an old board. We're going to talk about it a little bit, but that's it's gotten even more interesting, so you have to wait and catch up in future episodes when we really pull the thing apart. But from this board that arrived, it's a terrible board, but they're good parts. And it's not a bad board, it's just that because it arrived without knowing of its imminent arrival, it just appeared. It wasn't something that you had designed or chosen or even thought about. So from there, it wasn't a judgment of its character. It was a distillation of its parts because there was something to the joys that it brought, but perhaps more so the joys it could bring. Not necessarily redesign, but continuing this imagination, because I don't want to say a reimagining it. It's an evolution and a continuation of a good thought that, you know, done over and over becomes different and it becomes your own. So this is the problem with asymmetry now, because working on boards, I built myself a lot of boards, of course, but you know, you need to make it bigger than just your own feedback, and this takes time and effort. But Ash has been in the wings here and helping tremendously with that over the last, you know, couple of years, bunch of months. Well, he's goofy foot, so this means building two boards. And I was willing to do this exercise because of where I think this fascinating part can lead. So let's shortcut the story, because we're going to get back to it. Why am I telling it to you alongside this concept of being happy, the concept of stoke, being dissolved into something complete and great? There those words are again. Well, that was good within the water today, but when it comes to designing surfboards and perhaps whatever puzzles you're working on within your life, it was, we built these boards and then we were pulling apart which parts were changed. And it's there's been a few test sessions on showing some great promise. Very exciting. But my job is to not throw out the baby with the bathwater, which is just the way of saying, because we need to find ways to talk about surfboards. So try on these catchphrases, and you know, sometimes they help pull things apart. But without making a change and losing what's good, making a change that's once again cohesive, that builds on the parts that are established and are working, and then not making a change and letting other things that were working well stop working. So it was a banter back and forth, knowing that we were on the same, well, it wasn't the same board because they were different boards, but a regular foot and a goofy foot, left foot forward, right foot forward version, but essentially the same board to my best ability, hand shaping as I do all of them, the similarity. But then the waves were different because we were sitting on a left in one session, I was surfing a small right on another, there was beach breaks, there was reef breaks, and yet when we came back together with some of the information, some meaning not some of the information, I mean the total adding of this information together, it was quite interesting. And this was the wisdom that Asher had learned recently. So thanks I learned a lot from that guy. So thanks for that meandering conversation, which led to this wisdom, where he said, I'm not going to tell you what the changes should be. I'm just going to tell you what the problem is. And therefore, as a designer or board shaper or board crafter, listen to the problem and make the solution. Don't try and forecast the solution. That could be really helpful within your own surfing and your own surfboards. So wherever you're getting your boards from, don't approach with the negativity, maybe, because that is, although it can be helpful, it could be spreading negative light. Approach with the fascination and unpack the problems. You know, obviously share the joys too, but those problems or pain points can be designed around way more accurately. And once you get it all together and eliminate those things, you're into a new realm, and that's where the fun keeps happening and progress continues. So it started to make me think about, even just today, this happiness and the frustrations, because there were some in the water too, but there was only because of my own, at this point, lacking and ever-growing technique and understanding of how to surf waves, which will go on forever, which is so exciting. Why does there always have to be a need to have an end goal? We're just on this journey. So I digress. The picking out the problems within a design or project is as applicable to picking out the problems within your own surfing and wave riding. So I did this the other day, probably 2 weeks ago now. I saw a guy in the water, and I'll keep the story short because it's not really about the story, but it's the concept. He took off on the wave, and it was a really, let's call it, it was one of the less perfect waves of the day's offerings, because there were some great waves. And he did this. It looked forced, yet it was the perfect choice of maneuver. 360 on the wave and continue to ride, but it was, the timing was so perfect that it was harmonious, and I was impressed at that. So I wanted to paddle over and say, man, that was fantastic, how did you do that? But I didn't actually, ended up getting a wave in and came in. But the next day I didn't know this guy, I'd never seen him before. The next day I saw him at the beach at the same spot, waved hello, we recognized each other. So I paddled over and asked him the question, and it was more of an exercise to be, I wonder if he would be able to explain what he's doing. Because most people in the flow state it's hard pressed to, unless they've thought about explaining what's going on, they're just doing it naturally, which is fantastic. And not everyone needs to be a surf coach out there. And so I was pushing him in an area, but the reason I did it was because I hadn't ever done that before in the water. Definitely asked people about how to surf or surf parts of surf technique at length, at great length, but in a more around a table or a beer setting. So this was an interesting study, and he did a terrible job at trying to explain it at first stab, and then after a few go-arounds within his own mind, articulated things fairly accurately. But what it actually did was made his curiosity about what he was doing in the water clearly greater, not because he surfed any differently, but it was a nice way of saying that was really beautifully done, like keep it up kind of thing. But also his own reflection on what he was doing was clear. I've seen him since in the water, and it's even brought a smile and a little wave. My point is, where the problems, and I think the solutions are all around us. If you're observant enough, you can pick them out and try them on for size yourself and grow much more quickly. But if you're at a stopping point because of not enough information, usually there's too much information, let's be honest, paddle over and ask someone. I don't know why this is so rare or strange within surfing, and we're not trying to kook the whole thing out here, that's for sure. But at the right time and moment, especially in critical situations, I'm wondering if this is going to be something that's going to become more commonplace as surfing grows. There's people that take it more preciously and hold it more seriously because of its preciousness. I just think about how the rest of parts of life you can ask somebody for perspective or input, whether they are a trained coach or not, and you get some. So might be working for you. Ask somebody how to do something if you're not sure. It happens in this workshop every now and again, people asking technique or fundamental questions. Sometimes I know them, sometimes I don't. And yet, it's always fun unpacking them together, because you learn things as you teach, or you learn things as you explain, or you just learn things. So that was fun. But I hope you're a happy surfer. And when I mean happy, I mean to be dissolved into something complete and great.